Okay, reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 8, text 74. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Prabhu Kahi Eho Hai Kichu Agayar Rahe Kahi Sakya Prema Sarva Sajyasar. Hearing this from Ramananda Roy, the Lord again requested him to go a step further. In reply, Ramananda Roy said, "Loving service to Krishna rendered in fraternity is the highest perfection." Purport. As long as loving service is rendered to the Lord in the master-servant relationship, there is some fear, for the servant is always afraid of the master despite the intimacy of self-interest. In this stage, the servant is always afraid of the master and respectful of him. When the devotee is further advanced, he has nothing to fear. He considers the Lord and himself on an equal level. At such a time, the devotee is fully convinced that Lord Krishna is a friend and cannot at all be dissatisfied if the devotee lives with him on an equal level. This understanding is called Vishramba, that is, devoid of respectful attitude. When this attitude is chosen, it becomes Sakya Prem, or love of Godhead and friendship. On this stage, there is developed consciousness of equality between the Lord and the Master. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from Govardhan. I mean, it's an ocean of Vaishnavas. Anyway, just so many, just a small area, such good association. And we're kind of ending our Kartik vow in just a few days. And it's been such a wonderful month. It's just everything is ideal here for chanting and hearing about Krishna. Now, let me give a little bit more background about this story. I'll bring you up to date, but just wanted to mention is, you know, there's a field of study called comparative religion. And I think the Vaishnavas have a very interesting take. We don't compare so much one religion to another as we compare the different stages within religion. It's a very non-sectarian view when Srila Prabhupada asked about the best religion. Prabhupada said, He who loves God, his religion is perfect. Because the concept of religion in Vaishnavism is not so much an external faith, that has so many various cultural aspects in which the soul is expressed, but it's more the nature of the soul. That's religion. Religion is the nature of the soul, which is its consciousness, part of the supreme consciousness and meant for service. And ultimate service is love. Because ultimately service means you want to please someone else by fulfilling their needs. And what's the greatest need? The existential need is love. It's a universal need. It's the need of God, which of course he fulfills within himself. Rasa Vaisaha, the Upanishad said, he is that rasa. He is that love. So that's what we're about. And to do that, to love God, and to do the things that bring her closer to God, is religion. Otherwise, what is Dharma? Dharma is our duty. But what constitutes our duty? What constitutes our duty, whether it's attachment or detachment, is the actions, the correct actions, which elevate the consciousness to a higher level of service and devotion. So this is our concept of religion. So we don't necessarily look at another faith as different. We look at it different if we look at the externals. But if we look at the internals and someone actually has true love of Godhead, it's the same religion. Not the same faith, if we want to make a distinction between how that religion or dharma or nature of the soul is expressed. And therefore, and I think this is a very, very important point, that as much as we have faith, and for good reasons, in the beauty, efficacy, and completeness of our tradition, ultimately, allegiance to the tradition does not in itself make you more advanced than someone else, even in another religion. It's your adherence to the tenets and practices. Substance is much more important than allegiance. So just because, and I feel this strongly, the beauty, the completeness of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, it doesn't mean just because I belong to that religion that I'm more advanced than someone in another faith. So anyway, this dialogue is particularly interesting because in this particular dialogue, there is a comparison of the different stages of the different levels of attainment within a spiritual path. And of course, the dialogue begins when Lord Chaitanya meets Ramananda Roy, who is recommended to him by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as a great Vaishnava. And then you have this kind of relationship. It's a very interesting relationship because each is guru and student to the other. And because Lord Chaitanya is coming to Ramananda Roy actually to learn and ask him questions. But at the same time, Ramananda Roy is eternally the servant of Lord Chaitanya. And the analogy that was given is very interesting, of the relationship between a cloud and the ocean. The cloud is pouring rain on the ocean, but the cloud is getting water from the ocean. So here we'll see Ramananda Roy is initially taking the position as his teacher. It's actually a discussion. It's called Ramananda Samvad. There's some kind of noise with someone there, so I don't know if people have to mute their phones or something. There's some kind of rustling, which is a little distracting. So they meet in a solitary place because they're going to be discussing confidential subjects, and especially deep confidential subjects are not for the public, because public does not have a frame of reference to understand the depth of Krishna consciousness, especially Radha Krishna Leela. And they will approach it with a certain type of prejudice and therefore prejudge it as mundane because their experience of similar types of relationships is mundane, although Radha and Krishna is completely transcendental. So they go to a solitary place, and Lord Chaitanya asks the question which becomes seminal to the whole dialogue. He wants a verse that expresses the highest attainment. And there's a progression of spirituality and religion. So the first thing is basically, I'm not going to go through all the verses. He explains a verse about Vanashram, that if you do your duties, that's the highest thing. And it's an attainment, but it's not the highest attainment. It's so wonderful to see someone do his duties. It's so wonderful to see a child who respects his parents. He does his duty. Or the wife and husband do their duties. Or a warrior. Wouldn't it be so good to see a political leader that was actually a Kshatriya, that actually followed principles? When someone follows principles, and basically principles means the will of God in a particular situation, because our concept of knowledge is that it's within the body of God and it's expressed in Shastra. And Shastra is the will of God, which constitutes truth. And what is the will of God for us? The will of God for us is that we purify our hearts and make the choice to be a servant. Actually, Vaisheshika Prabhu, it's been wonderful here. Right now in Govardhan, where I stay in the palace, there's like a road about 10 yards down that goes perpendicular to, not maybe say 30 yards down, goes perpendicular to the whole hill. And they built two beautiful hotels. I mean, not Western standards, but certainly comfortable. And a friend of mine, he has this wonderful program in Russia. They have about 1,000 people in this kind of Vedic college online. And they also have groups and meetings in different places. And it's about Vedic knowledge, and people sign up. It supports at least 10, 15 grihasthas. And the culmination of the college is then they have a bhakti college. So these people who came new, now there was over 100 of them here who have become devotees, professional people. I actually was quite busy from preaching because I was giving class. I gave four classes to them. I forgot my point. One second. Maybe it's late at night, for me at least. Okay, I'll just continue with the subject. I was explaining to do your duty. So it's a way of following God. Well, anyway, the point, so God's will is that we become purified. So I went to a seminar by Vaisheshika Prabhu, and it was a very, very interesting point he made. I'm actually going to develop a seminar like that my own, because we exchange and compare and share notes and seminars together. He said that the human body is like a radio and it has different frequencies. And according to the frequencies, like a radio has different frequencies, so it can access different things. So we have a higher frequency, which is called the mode of goodness, which leads to happiness, or even a transcendental frequency. So he described that really the key to fulfillment is to do the things that nourish the higher frequency within you. And the higher frequency within you gives you clarity of perception and contentment. And they are connected. The higher your perception, the higher your contentment. When you actually have true vision, then you're peaceful. When you can actually see reality, you have very clear perception and happiness. And there are things that increase your perception. There's higher and lower modes. There are things that there's a frequency in your body of ignorance, and things can nourish that. They're described in Bhagavad Gita, and there's passion. Things can nourish that, and there's goodness. He said the first principle is the serving mind. The serving mind. Cultivating the serving mind. And the example he gave is the same example I often give, is when you go to a feast, you can rush to sit in the front of the line, or you can pick up a bucket and serve. Serving will activate the higher frequency of goodness, even though by our samskaras, by our nature, we may be unattracted to the choice of service. But just that switch, that switch can do so much to transform your consciousness. The serving mind. So here, the first thing is The first level of religion is just to follow the principles of God in one's life, which will elevate one's consciousness, which will activate higher frequencies in one. It's not a small thing, but it's not the highest attainment. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Ahabaya. It's still external to the self. So then he offers another verse that higher than that is not only do your duty, but give the results to God. Do your duty, but not just for yourself, but give the results to God. That's also not the highest attainment, because what our duty is based on the body we have. It looks like there's a term, prescribed duties. Doctor gives a prescription according to the condition. But the prescription is not yet health. The highest attainment is health. So in the same way, our duties, our prescribed duties, are not the highest thing. Health is, and health is the soul. Because we're still acting, whether it's a perfect grihastha, which is a wonderful thing, a perfect brahmachari, a perfect, you know, doing your duty, acting honestly, being a Brahmin. What all these principles, they're wonderful things. And giving the fruits of those activities is a wonderful thing. But the duty is still based on the material conception of life, which is, I am the enjoyer and I'm the controller. Now, when you give the fruits of your activities, it purifies that conception. But the act itself of giving the fruits of your activities based on your material condition is still not the highest attainment. So then Ramananda Roy gives a verse that indicates sarva dharma tyag, you take sannyas. You renounce the bodily concept of life. But that's still external, because renunciation means you're still oriented towards matter in a negative way, but it's not yet the soul. So Lord Chaitanya said, Ahobaya, this is still external. I was thinking of that, you know, I'm sitting with the Vaishnavas, and the prasadam here is just, it's the standard. Rice, dal, two subjis, whatever. It's chapatis, whatever. But it's so finely made. It's so tasty. It's so well spiced. And we eat. We're not like focused on, you know, like we take what we need, including the enjoyment we need from that prasadam. But, you know, if let's say you're focused on, I'll eat this much, I'll eat that much, you're still focused on the bodily platform, even if you're renouncing things and trying to control things. It's still a meditation on the bodily path. It's still not service. It's purification of the body, but it's still not service. And then he gives another verse and called Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Not just you renounce karma, but you renounce Gan. You cultivate, that's still external. And then he finally gets, I'll get to today's verse. He finally gets to a verse which says, Gani Piyasam. There's no speculation. There's no renunciation. You just sit at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava and hear about Krishna and serve. Lord Chaitanya said, Eho, hi, that's okay, but I want more. Because that's the platform of the soul. And I was thinking again, taking prasadam, serving. The form of a Vaishnav is not renunciation, even though it's so renounced. I'm watching these great Vaishnavas that I'm living with here out in Govardhan. I'm astounded. They just serve. They just serve, and they take prasadam with gusto, and then they continue in their service, and they just serve. And just the classic Bhagavad Gita, detached from the results, equal in happiness and distress, you see it living in a Vaishnava. He's just thinking about to serve Krishna. Everything from his eating is to serve Krishna, his sleeping is to serve Krishna. Just a non-stop serving. Great Vaishnavas, I'm watching them. And that reflects the soul. So that verse, Gyani Piyasam from Lord Brahma, you give up analyzing and speculating about the world, you become detached from the world, you dedicate yourself. And it doesn't have the form of classical renunciation. It's just so natural. But Lord Chaitanya wants something more. And then he comes to the platform of prema bhakti. You not only perform devotional service, but it comes to, so he gives a verse which indicates prema bhakti, where you do things out of great thirst. It's like when you look at, if you're thirsty, look at your relationship with water. If you're hungry, look at your relationship with food. There's such a desire. So that's prema. There's such a want and desire. You're not just chanting and hearing and serving all day, but more than that, it's done with such desire. In fact, the last stage in sadhana bhakti is called Ashakti. And Ashakti means practically the desire in your heart becomes exclusive for Krishna. Practically. The only voice in your heart is that desire, that intense desire for Krishna. And then you attract the mercy of Krishna and you come to the level of prema. But Lord Chaitanya says, that's good, but I really want something more. So then he describes the mood of service, because you can have a love for God that's at a platform of shanta or appreciation, because you have such an awareness and cognizance of the imminence of God that you don't see a need to serve. And Gyanis and Tapasvis who worship God, and they have a vision of God's universal form, they have a vision of the power and greatness of God, they become so overwhelmed with that sense that they just pray. And the concept of service doesn't enter their mind, because the majesty of God is so prominent in their consciousness that they don't see that he has any need, and service is based on need. So they don't see any need. So Lord Chaitanya said, that's good, the mood of service, but go further. And that's where he gets to this verse. Sakya Prem Sarva Sadyasar. Because he wanted a verse, Pada Shloka Sarva Sadyasar, the verse that expresses the highest perfection. And he says, friendship with God. Because when you have a conception of God as the master, which is such a wonderful thing, and such a wonderful bhav, to fold your hands and feel reverence and awe for God. It's a transcendental mellow, but within that transcendental mellow, there, as mentioned here, there's some obligation. Once there's a conception of the majesty of divinity, there's a obligation. There is a must. There's also a fear. It's part of that bhav. It's just like if someone has a father and the father is so respectable, out of love for their father, they're afraid to do something wrong. That fear is part of that love, not terrified, you know, abusive conception, but out of love, they respect. We don't see that so much. We're not geared in present society to have that culture of reverence. But what a wonderful thing to have reverence for someone. And within that reverence is a little fear. I may do something wrong. But here, it says that there's something that in a comparative study, everyone is satisfied within their own relationship with God. Completely satisfied. They even may recognize, as Bhishma Dev did, he was glorifying the gopis. His mood was servitude mixed with some paternal affection, but he recognized, but he didn't want that relationship. There's a greater intimacy, but he didn't want that relationship. So still, this friendship comes to the level of equality, so it is spontaneous. There is nothing checking it. The force of it is not checked by obligation or duty. So Lord Chaitanya kind of appreciates that. And if we remember in Gaudiya Vaishnav theology, the reason why Krishna appears, because he appears at a particular time, once every 1,000 times 400. Four million 200,000 years, Krishna appears in a day of Brahma. That's 1,000 yuga cycles, so it's 1,000 times 4,200,000. And within the lifetime of Lord Brahma, in a lifetime of Lord Brahma, there are 14 manus. And they each live about 72 yuga cycles. So it's considered that Krishna appeared about a little less than halfway through the seventh manvantara, Vaivashvata Manu. So basically, in a day of Lord Brahma, it's basically a little bit before noon. So at that time, Krishna appears, and because he appears regularly, but not as Krishna, not the full manifestation of Krishna. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's discussed that God is thinking, the mind of God, that I want to increase this spontaneous love, where the love is not weakened by a sense of majesty and reverence. It's a more forceful love. And we see it reflected in the world that our friends, our true friends, are closer to us than, let's say, a revered boss or someone like that. And it's called Vishvamba. It's very, very intimate. And in fact, the fourth principle of devotional service is called Vishvamba Guru Seva. When you have intimate service to the Guru. When it says devoid of respectful attitude, but it doesn't mean you're disrespectful. It means the love oversees the reverence. I'll give you a nice example of this. You know, I spoke about this on Prabhupada's disappearance festival, at least when I gave in the evening to the Russian devotees, that in Prabhupada's last days, he wanted to go to Govardhan. I indicated how special that was, because Prabhupada, he didn't feel that the public, which included his devotees, would readily be able to understand his internal spiritual preferences. He didn't feel the devotees would be able to understand it. And they wouldn't. Imagine if Prabhupada came out and said he was a gopi. Can you imagine how that understanding would have been abused? How sahajism and cheap understanding, because people have a frame of reference to understand it. And inevitably turns into something mundane unless you have a firm foundation of Krishna consciousness. So it was kind of significant at the end of Prabhupada's life where he said he wanted to go to Govardhan. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. I forgot what I mentioned to you, but it's a psychological fact that at the end of one's life, there's less inhibition to reveal one's heart. So it seems that Prabhupada was revealing his heart. And he said, let me go to Govardhan. And then he wanted to go by bullock cart. Wow, isn't that interesting what Prabhupada's last desires were? They were so rustic. They were so intimate. He wanted to go to Govardhan, where it just so happens that all the predecessor acharyas in our line, in their spiritual form, reside in Govardhan, in Radhakund in Govardhan. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Nayana Manjari, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kamala Manjari, Gokishore Das Babaji, I believe it's maybe Guna Manjari. They all appear. But there was an argument. Some said Prabhupada wants to go. We must follow the order of the spiritual master. And then there was some that said the Ayurvedic doctor came and said this will kill Prabhupada and we're not going to let him go. So that was Vishrambar Guru said. It was very intimate. Intimate. Love appropriately superseded the etiquette when the etiquette didn't serve the love. So now he mentions this Sakyaprema. And then he gives a verse because the idea was Pater Shloka Sarva Sadhya. What is that? Sarva Sadhya? Sarva Sadhya Sar. I want the highest, the essence of the highest attainment. So now he's going to offer another verse, which Lord Chaitanya will now say, Eha Uttama, this is best. But Kichuar, give me something more, but this is best. This is actually a very high attainment. When you could love God spontaneously in an intimate relationship, where the love is so forceful, it's not checked by any formal consideration. All right. Again, I mentioned when Krishna came, he was saying, I want to spread this love, spontaneous love, which is more forceful than reverential love. Therefore, when we worship our guru in the morning, we have that prayer, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. We worship the lotus feet of the spirit. Lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way to attain pure devotional service. Kevala Bhakti. So Kevala Bhakti means pure devotional because Kevala means only. So it's only bhakti. When we do things, it's not only bhakti. It's bhakti, but we do something for ourselves mixed. Or our life is certainly not only bhakti. But when you get to the platform where it is kevala bhakti, but kevala bhakti even has a deeper meaning, it means spontaneous devotional service, because reverential devotion, which is way beyond our heads, which is something we should also aspire for, to be fully reverent, etc. But in this spontaneous devotional service, it's not checked by that. Love is not checked. Love reigns supreme. So he says, so this is the verse. Itam satam brahma sukhanubhutya tasyam gatanam paradaibatena mayasvitanam naradarakena sardham vajahu kritapunyapunjaha. Neither those engaged in the self-realization of appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, nor those engaged in devotional service while accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, nor those under the clutches of Maya, thinking the Lord an ordinary person, can understand that certain exalted personalities, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship as cowherd boys. It's such a beautiful concept that you love God, and love means a relationship. It's what we perceive here in the world. So the source of that is when it's in perfection. Man is made in the image of God. His activities are made in the image of God. They're just reflected in a perverted way. But why shouldn't there be friendship with God, where the love and actions in service have no external impediment, as in servitorship, where everything has to be checked by a certain etiquette, where even if you want to do something, you're obligated to do it anyway? This is a statement by Sukadeva Goswami, who appreciated the good fortune of the cowherd boys who played with Krishna and ate with them on the bank of the river, Jamuna. Age 76, Prabhu kehi kahe ehu uttama age kaha ar raha kahi batsalya prem sarva sadyasar. He said, "E uttama, this is best." But still go further. The statement is very good, but please proceed further. Ramananda Roy then replied, "Loving service to the Lord in parental relationship is the highest perfectional stage. Because in the parental love with God, the love is so unchecked that one out of love can even take a superior position." This is the month of Damodar. Dam Udar means tied with a rope at the waist. Out of love, Mother Yasoda ties Krishna at the waist. It drowns the residents of Gokul in pools of ecstasy. Seeing how the Lord is bound by love. Purport, the stage of loving service to the Lord in parental affection is an advanced stage of love and fraternity. The fraternal relationship, there's a sense of equality. When that sense of equality is advanced in affection, one attains the platform of parental love. The parent can also be the friend. The parent can also be the servant. The parent can also appreciate. The friend cannot be the parent, because the mood is equality. This connection, the following verse is stated from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:8:46, where in March, Prickett voices his appreciation of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda's intense love for Krishna. Nanda kim makarod brahman shreya evam mahodayam Yashoda va mahabhaga papa yasyastanam hari. Ramananda Roy continued, "O Brahmana, what pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform by which he received the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Yasoda perform that made the Absolute Personality of Godhead Krishna call her mother and suck her breast? The favor Mother Yasoda obtained from Sri Krishna, the bestowal of liberation, was never obtained even by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or even by the goddess of fortune, who always remains on the chest of the Supreme Personality of God and Vishnu." Okay, I'll stop there. Anybody will say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Sota Gopinath here.
Thanks, Sota. See you soon. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Lee.
Okay, I'm going to see you all soon. Okay, who else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Sri Gandharika.
Haribo. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Kishori Radha and Priya.
Priya, okay, good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Janine.
I heard Janine. Who else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Govardhan Bhaktadas.
moving on. Hare Bol. We have our steadies here. Anybody else?
What an ecstatic explanation of Ramananda Sambhava, Maharaj. Really appreciated it. Thank you.
Of what concept?
Ramananda Sambhava, right?
Oh, okay. Thank you, Gail. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Jai Nitai.
Oh, Jai Nitai. Hare Bol.
Hare Bol.
Who else? Okay, we can end from there. Okay, Hare Bol. Once you call.